but if sample PF, these are created as dates 12/02/2023. Dictation is for Judith Lawson. Lawson spells L-A-W-S-O-N. Judith spells J-U-D-I-T-H. Date of birth is 10/18/1972. This is a 51-year-old female here with painful urination period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. Worse today, period. She described pain as pressure-like. Worse during urination is better after urination, period. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient reports bilateral flank pain. Next paragraph, she reports chills. She reports sweats. She said that happened last night, but none today, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Obese young lady, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 133/89, pulse 97, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, abdomen soft, tenderness in the suprapubic region, tenderness in the bilateral costophrenic angle, and normal bowel sounds, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented and 3 cranial nerves to tell is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and affect and normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute urinary tract infection, number 2 dysuria, number 3 suprapubic pain, period. Next paragraph, patient and I had a lengthy discussion about her complaints. Of concern is tenderness, the palpation on bilateral CVA, which is suspicious for pyelonephritis. She also reported chills and sweats. She was strongly encouraged to go to the emergency room, and she declined. She said she is concerned about the cost, period. And we had a discussion about the importance of more aggressive treatment for her condition. She said she understands and insists on outpatient care, period. In clinic today, she received Rocephin, 1 gram IM. She was observed in clinic for approximately 15 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication. Next paragraph, patient urinalysis was done. Urinalysis revealed leukocyte esterase. Next paragraph, she was sent home with the following: Ceftonir, 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, pyridium, 100 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 4 days, number 12. She was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic, of course, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.